On the wireless communication CD-ROM, we are talking to Fritz Hauter about his invention, Dynamic Frame Length Allower. Fritz, how does it work?
Dynamic Frame Length Allower exploits an easy way of getting feedback into the Allower protocol, thereby making it stable. Because there is some concept of a frame, we can vary the size of a frame. And since mobiles that want to make a reservation pick at random one of the time slots of a frame, you thereby have control over the probability that two mobiles will try to make a reservation in the same frame.
So a very critical issue here is that the base station has to determine the length of the frames, guessing about the number of terminals in backlog.
Indeed, it's guessing. We call this, of course, estimating, because here we assume there's some knowledge about the propagation conditions. So you can incorporate easily in a model the probability of, for example, a successful slot, even though two mobiles are transmitting at the same time. You get a successful reception because of the capture effect. So one of the mobiles will be received, and the algorithm takes into account there's some probability of another mobile which is just behind the successful mobile, and kind of keeps this in its memory, so the next frame will be adjusted for events like this.
So the base station makes observations, idle slot, collision, slot with successful transmission, and then it does some estimation of what happened with a posteriori probabilities. That must be fun for a mathematician. But how robust is the protocol? How good do you have to know the channel propagation properties?
It's generally quite stable. In the first place, you have already some estimate of the natural influx of new mobiles that want to make a reservation per unit of time. So that's a natural increase. And further on, unless you make very silly assumptions about success probabilities and the number of mobiles that are transmitting at the same time, you always get an unstable algorithm, even though you're a little bit off with your exact ideas of the radio propagation conditions.